From Tidbits, on May 20th, 2013, this is Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Apple has released MacBook Air Flash Storage Firmware Update 1.0 for MacBook Air models released in the middle of 2012. The release addresses a rare problem that could cause a system to fail to recover from a crash. As always with firmware updates, we recommend relying on Software Update or the App Store app to ensure you get the firmware update for your specific model and being careful not to interrupt the update process. Apple also notes that your MacBook Air will shut down after the update is complete and that you should wait one whole minute before restarting it. Microsoft has released Skype 6.4 with a new scheme for scrolling through your chat history. With the new infinite chat scrolling, you'll be able to continually view more messages as you scroll upward through your history. You can also choose to jump to a specific time period by control-clicking within the chat. The release also redesigns the search interface within chat to be part of the chat view, improves the way multiple contacts are sent and received, and adds support for simplified Chinese, but it also removes custom chat styles for better design consistency across all operating systems. Skype may not prompt you to update automatically, but you can always choose Skype Check for Updates to get the latest version. Smile has updated PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro to version 6.0.3, a small maintenance release that fixes zoom to width on smaller screens, draws annotations when exporting in TIFF format, adheres to the default font preference with pasted plain text, opens and repairs an additional class of damaged PDF, and adds Polish language OCR. As of this writing, neither PDF Pen nor PDF Pen Pro have been updated to version 6.0.3 in the Mac App Store. To get the most out of PDF Pen 6, be sure to check out the newly released Take Control of PDF Pen 6 by our own Michael Cohen. Apple has released iMovie 11 9.0.9, a small update for the video editing app that is nearing its third birthday. This update squashes a bug that prevented iMovie from recognizing video cameras connected to your Mac and improves compatibility with projects that are imported from iMovie for iOS. Finally, it also includes unspecified stability improvements. Corellia has released Sandvox 2.8 with two new designs named Hydrogen and Kryptonite that are usable with either left or right sidebars and are geared for showcasing image galleries. Additionally, all designs in the website authoring tool have been updated with an improved full-width description that enables image objects to be resized wider manually. The update also adds controls for optimizing images for Retina displays, in addition to automatically optimizing images for the higher resolution screens. Other additions include a new sharing bar object that consolidates all of Sandvox's supported social media buttons, new sharing buttons for both LinkedIn and Pinterest, an improved Twitter button with hashtags and follow options, and automatic language localization for Google Maps. Sandvox 2.8 also improves responsiveness when saving large documents, ensures podcast RSS feeds include iTunes-compatible images, and adds support for the jQuery 1.9.1 JavaScript library. Ensuring future compatibility with Google's new CalDev API for Google Calendar, Busy Mac has been added to Google's whitelist of developers with CalDev access, and Turn has added support for OAuth 2.0 for authorization to BusyCal 2.0.5. After installing the update, you'll need to sign into your Google account and grant BusyCal access to your calendars. The new release also adds a URL handler for creating new events from third-party apps and an option to dismiss or delete a meeting request from the inbox without accepting or declining it. BusyCal 2.0.5 fixes an error that occurred when adding meetings to Google Calendar with non-matching owner email, skips file attachments when iCloud returns a 502 bad gateway error, fixes a bug that prevented subscriptions to OmniFocus WebDAV feeds, and corrects a crash that occurred when converting a snooze alarm from absolute to relative. You can learn more about BusyCal in the free Take Control of Calendar Syncing and Sharing with BusyCal. BusyCal 2.0.5 is available as a free 30-day trial from the Busy Mac site, but the only way to purchase the app is through the Mac App Store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.